We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
And today we welcome back Dr. George Ide, who is a bariatric surgeon and chair of AHN's Bariatric and Metabolic Institute. Doc, good morning.
Good morning, Larry and Kevin, and good morning to all listeners.
I assume you've been vaccinated along with other frontline healthcare professionals, right? How's that feel?
It feels great. I'm so happy that this happened, and I can tell you I will encourage every single person to get the vaccine. That's how it's get us out of this pandemic and all the complications of the virus and everything else that's happening.
And a lot of people will be getting that vaccine hopefully at the end of this month, early next month, because we, with three different options, we think we may actually have a chance of getting the vaccine, especially if we're in the 1B category or 1F category like I am, right?
I don't know what category I'm in, but anyway, we appreciate our healthcare professionals, and we wanted to talk to you this morning about, over the course of stay at home and maybe anecdotally in the past year, are people moving around less? I would assume so, which means your BMI, body mass index, may be going up.
Very true. And we've seen that one of the side effects of this pandemic is weight and other things that you may not talk about. You know, we talk about the lung issues and everything that happens, but this pandemic also taught us a lot of things that, you know, being active and, you know, eating healthy would make a huge difference. I mean, an interesting factor we learn is that, you know, being overweight can lead to increased complications from the COVID. I mean, this is one of the major risk factor of getting, complication from the virus. And we know for the long time that weight is not about looks. It's not about, you know, what size, you know, clothes we have to wear. It's affect our health because we're not designed as humans to carry extra weight. And this pandemic showed us that the virus tend to do more damage to people who have higher BMI than not. And the interesting factor that happened recently is, as you know, one of the treatment of weight is bariatric surgery. You know, doing a gastrointestinal surgery to help people lose weight. And one of the studies that just came out showed that people who had bariatric surgery had less complication from COVID when they got it, as opposed to people who did not get the surgery but were overweight. So that, to me, is another testament that please seek treatment, do whatever it takes, you know, let's not get the pandemic get to us, and to stay healthy.
Okay, we're talking about people who are overweight. How many Americans, what's the percentage of Americans who are considered obese?
So you, as you know, and you mentioned, the body mass index is one factor. So if you want to look at the overweight, when your BMI 25 or above, you're in the overweight category, it's almost 70%. It's a staggering number. And people in what you call the morbidly, the words, you know, where it's considered to be a higher, it can reach, you know, above, you know, the 30 up to 50%. So those numbers are definitely staggering out there, and this is something we really need to also focus on. It's important to get the virus behind us and get healthy, but that's a big topic.
We're with Dr. George Ide, bariatric surgeon and chair of Allegheny Health Network's Bariatric and Metabolic Institute. The CDC has a very simple BMI calculator for people. You put in simply your height and then your weight, and you get a BMI, a body mass index, and it indicates that you're overweight. When would you reach a point where you would be morbidly obese and consider bariatric surgery?
Once you get the BMI 35 and above, so if you're 35 and between 35 and 40, and have diabetes, high blood pressure, or sleep apnea, you qualify, or anyone who's BMI 40 and above would qualify for surgery. And the nice thing, what we've done, is just not about one approach, is about multidisciplinary approach to that, you know, to obesity, and that's what we have at our institute. We have the medical, the surgical, the psychology, dietitian. We have this approach, whatever works for every person, not one size fits all. But that's basically anybody who's BMI 40 and above, I tell people, is like you fell in a deep hole. I know you don't want to be there, but guess what? No humans can get themselves out from a very, very deep hole. So the surgery is that firefighter is going to show up and give you down, dangle down a ladder so that person can climb it up. Hmm. We'll, you know, obviously work with the person to do that, but that's why it's important to seek help because, you know what, that's better for anybody's health.
You mentioned discipline, a sort of a snowball effect, effect happening right now with COVID-19. People get depressed, they sit on the couch, they eat, and it becomes a big cycle. What toll is that taking on the average American? I mean, how many pounds have we collectively gained?
So, you know, while we have not done a formal study, and I'm sure that something will come out, but I can tell you anecdotally, we definitely, when we're seeing a lot of first people who are coming to us saying, hey, you know, with this pandemic, I added weight, haven't been going to the gym as usual. So definitely this is an issue that's going to come up more and more. And to me, it's even more concerning because we just said that, you know, with increased weight, you can have more COVID complication if you get it, if you get the virus. So definitely something we need to pay attention to. And rather than just focus on the virus, we also need to focus on our health, because the healthier we are, the better we can fight any diseases, including the virus.
And again, you can go to Allegheny Health Network's website. A lot of great information there. 412 Doctors is always a good resource, brought to you by Allegheny Health Network, Health for All. And we thank Dr. George Ide, who is a bariatric surgeon and chair of AHN's Bariatric and Metabolic Institute. Doc, good to catch up with you. Thanks, and stay safe.
Thank you, and thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you, doctor.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.